I tried to, number one, I made a point of stretching, keeping yourself away from the narcotics and all these things that so many of our younger musicians in the past used to get involved with. And since they have idols whom they admire, and if they admired me and I had some bad habits, it wouldn't be unusual for them to try to emulate what they thought made me a better person as a player and so forth. But I try to stress the fact that you stay away from those things as much as possible. And you have, you, if in your own way of playing, you have to have enough faith in what you're doing to feel that you can create something that's different from somebody else. You can stand, all of us can play a solo, an improvised solo, and sometimes you hear different musicians playing and they all sound alike because one is emulating the other and they're not using their own creative abilities to develop something that may be a little different. Mm. And I try to tell them and show them ways in which they can improve what they're doing. And you don't beat this into them. You just discuss it with them and give them the option of doing whatever they want to do based on what you've advised them to try.
You find the students are very receptive to this?
Usually.
Okay.
Usually. But it depends on the way you do it. If you talk to them as if you whatever you do, it can't be good because I've been doing it longer or I know more about it, that has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. You give them the opportunity of being selective and the option of trying different things and tell them the different ways you can approach this. If you want to elongate some solo you want to play, you want to extend it a bit, you can do it this way harmonically, or you can do it this way lyrically, and things like that, and demonstrate for them how you can play and keep the same character of the piece itself so that it just doesn't go off the deep end with a lot of technique or something, and you try to play things that relate to what the initial intent of the composer was, you know.
Mm-hmm.